Hey podcasters, Claire, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch-up, Jenny agrees to face her fears.
Reptilian fear everywhere. We also asked what you accidentally stole.
We want to know what's happening at Adventure World.
And Claire makes someone else's day.
The Big Breakfast catch-up is for Pride and Prejudice, Mondays and Tuesdays on 7. Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Claire, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
Terrible nightmares. You're scaring me.
Claire, Matt and Kimber's Fear.
Wow, that's scary. I mean, fear comes in all shapes and sizes.
It does. Mm.
I just experienced the fear of, can I, complete my ablutions during Heart of Glass?
Yeah.
And I achieved it, but it was scary.
Well, yeah. It helped because you had the song yesterday telling you which toilet you could go to in Perth.
I did, yeah, that's right.
On Tuesday it is Face Your Fears Day internationally.
That's where the discussion started, wasn't it?
Yeah, we thought, we'd talk about it a bit, and we had a few people call up during the week and say, I'm afraid of all of these things, even things like gaps in stairs.
Yes, that was an interesting one.
And Jenny, some quirky ones. Balloons.
No, balloons, yes. Clowns is a well-known one. Mm. And Jenny, who got in touch with us about her fear of reptiles, to the point, not only can she not hang the washing up if she sees one of those tiny little skinky
little geckos,
but in a magazine, a picture.
So just an image can make her freak out, which is a worry.
We're thinking maybe we'll see whether or not we could get Jenny to face her fears.
So we caught up with Jenny. We had a chat with her husband, Bruno, as well, on the line. Bruno, welcome, mate. How are you?
Great, mate. Just great.
We did talk to Jenny, your wife, Bruno, on the radio, and she sounds like every possible squirmy reptile freaks her out, my friend.
Oh, yeah, look, I'm surprised she even looks at me naked.
Bruno, what's it like as the husband of someone who has a debilitating fear? What are you experiencing? What's she like?
Complete embarrassment.
Oh. Complete
give us an example.
Well, you're sitting in the doctor's surgery together and, waiting for your appointment, and she's flicking through a magazine. Next minute, the magazine goes across the room. She screams. I take one look around to the other side of the room and go, who is that crazy woman?
So, right, we are talking about a seriously full-on fear response to any lizards or reptiles at all.
Mate, I'm talking serious.
Wow.
Hang can't on, even this, look at an image.
This was a photo in the magazine.
Yep. No, can't look at it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say there was a gecko on the mag. Right.
No,
that's
can't
bad.
Look at it.
Would you like to see Jenny face her fears of lizards and reptiles so that you can...
I have threatened for years to take her up the reptile park and throw into an enclosure and leave her there until she gets over it. It's that embarrassing when you go somewhere.
Yeah, and it's obviously really difficult for her, and I'm sure she doesn't like feeling that way. But if we were able to sort of organise something, a safe place where she could confront her fears, would you be on board helping us convince Jenny to do it?
Oh, look, I'll be on board, but I'll say good luck.
Yeah, right.
Right, okay.
Oh, well, Bruno, if we say we've got Jenny on the line right now.
Yeah.
Hi, how you going?
Good morning and welcome.
Bruno, could you and Jenny have a chat right now to one another and maybe almost like an intervention, let her know how important it is that she faces this fear?
I've told you for years and years, let's do something about your phobia. Maybe we should go camping out in the middle of the bush and sleep in a swag under the stars.
Oh,
not going to happen.
Oh, that's drawing the line. Well, you're not going to sit down and watch snakes on a plane. I understand that.
So, Jenny, what do you think? I mean, obviously no one wants to go through their life with these fears if they can help it. And if we can create an environment for you to at least face it, and who knows, you might not be completely over it, but you might not freak out at a photo in a magazine. Would you be willing to give that a go?
As long as it's not a python or a big, horrible snake.
Or a cobra.
Okay, no pythons, no big, horrible snakes. What if we were there in the room with you, Jenny, for support?
Okay.
Might help a little bit.
Might be a bit,
no,
bit better. No,
I can't be there. She's already said no giant pythons.
Yes. Well, I'll turn it up. And what if Bruno were able to come along as well? Would that help?
Yes, that would help.
I'm glad you said yes when we mentioned your husband.
Me too.
I was fearing the opposite.
Okay. Look, we're making progress, and that's what this is about.
We've got something to work with here, Jen, I think.
So I'm actually broken out into a cold sweat.
Okay.
But yes, I need to face it.
Let's see what we can do. It's awesome to have you both on board, and it's okay, Jenny, you're amongst friends.
Okay.
I think we'll need some warm, dry towels for Jenny's cold sweat on Monday, because it's happening.
We are doing it Monday.
How exciting.
Yes, Jenny will face her fears.
Facing fears on Mix 94.5 with The Big Breakfast.
The Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
So the Tunisian soccer team are six-a-side team.
Yes.
So they went into Jim Kidd, and it's believed that it was a misunderstanding, that the players thought that the manager was going to be paying, and it was like, yeah, go and get what you want. I'll sort it out later.
Right.
Yeah. And that wasn't the case. It was a misunderstanding.
Kind of just came across as them nicking shoes.
It certainly looked that way.
And when questioned, they started bringing the shoes back throughout the day, apparently.
Yes.
Visiting gents.
But I've been in this situation. As a little boy, my parents took me and my brother on a drive down south.
Right.
And we went into a service station. Mum thought Dad had paid. Dad thought Mum had paid.
Yeah.
Aww. Was out near Cunderdon.
Oh, yeah. In the wheat belt.
Yeah. And the next thing we know, we've got literally, and I do remember this even though I was very small, 3 police cars. One in front, one behind, one on the side.
Police Academy.
And they took Mum and Dad in and you know, drilled them for a while until they accepted that it had been a mistake.
Wow.
Yeah.
They've got more cops out there than we've got in the city.
And nothing to do. The most dangerous. Dangerous type.
Pick on the city slickers.
Well, I nearly stole something 2 days ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got busted at Bunnings. The guy grabbed me. The guy went, excuse me.
Oh, not a sausage sizzle. They're cheap, Kimber.
I was carrying a couple of things in my hands and I ran out of space. And so I put this bottle of insecticide from my indoor plants, put it under one arm.
Yes.
Like the French people carry a baguette.
Yeah, of course.
And I put the rest of the items down, paid for it and walked out with this thing in under my arm without even realizing I hadn't put it down.
And you got collared.
And he nabbed me and went, how about that item in your arm?
Really?
There? And I was so embarrassed. I'm really sorry.
It is really easy to do. You know, I bought something from Kmart many years ago and I bought a bin as well. And I put everything in the bin and carried it along instead of grabbing a trolley. And I walked out with everything and realised I hadn't paid for the actual receptacle. I hadn't paid for the bin.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Better than paying for the bin and not anything inside.
I paid for all the things I emptied about, put them back in there, and they didn't even charge me for it.
So. And you know what? It does make you think that all this stuff you see on the news, the CCTV camera, you've sometimes got to, you know, think that maybe it is a genuine. That bloke that sticks and the guitar down the back of his pants. Maybe he didn't mean to do
that. Flute the other day.
Flute, that's right.
Yeah, the woman whose meat pack is falling out the front of her dress.
Yes.
Why have you got 47 hoodies? Oh, it's an accident.
So there you go. What did you accidentally steal?
Give us a call, 133353, and it could win you a great caller of the day prize.
Yeah, it's a beauty. It's $150 to spend at Oasis Outdoor Living. Don't try and walk out with some outdoor furniture.
No, don't do that.
No problem.
Make your wildest outdoor dreams a stunning reality. Go to Oasis Outdoor Living in Netherlands and Midland and bring your outdoors to life.
Is that an outdoor couch in your pants? You're just glad to see us.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber.
We're talking about, well, accidental theft.
Yeah, I've always thought the prices at Jim Kidd Sports were quite reasonable.
Yeah,
but the Tunisian six-a-side soccer team thought they were exceptionally cheap when they walked out with a whole lot of set sneakers, thinking that their manager was going to pay for it.
Yeah.
And he hadn't.
They got the word and walked them back in. Makes me think of that time when, Matt, you accidentally stole that umbrella from that restaurant. Was it in Melbourne?
Oh, I've accidentally stolen about 19,000 pens from this place too.
Tell us too many stories.
Yeah.
Sam has given us a call from Warnborough. Sam, what did you accidentally steal?
Well, my sister-in-law were having a lovely breakfast out at Valdivis at one of the cafes, and we gave each other a kiss goodbye and we walked away, and then 15 minutes later I realised we'd walked out without paying.
Ooh.
So I thought, I'll make a sneaky return and pay the bill. But as I rushed into the cafe, I tripped over and knocked the table over, knocked the chair over, interrupted everyone's breakfast, and everyone came rushing towards me, and the cafe people said, oh, what's the problem? I went, oh, I'm actually coming to pay the bill that I forgot to pay.
And they're like, great, can you cover the cost of the table, the chairs,
everything else,
the broken glasses?
Just having a bad day then, weren't you, Sam?
Oh, look, I haven't got breathalyzed twice.
Wow. What, by the restaurant staff?
That's a nice little lesson, though, Sam, because even though you didn't do anything wrong, it was almost like you were the bad karma was coming to make sure you always toe the line.
I know. It was unbelievable. My pride was more hurt. I thought, let me pay the bill and let me get out.
Yeah. Well, try and stay on your feet this weekend, Sam.
I will try.
Good on you, Sam. Thank you so much. Let's go to Port Kennedy. Deanne, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, guys. How are you?
Good. What happened?
Well, I used to teach a t-ball team and I used to live in Kalgoorlie. So we were bringing the team down from Kalgoorlie to the state championships in Perth.
Right.
Anyway, we'd done the weekend and we were on our way back and we pulled up at Southern Cross and some of the kids wanted some food from the cafe. So we went in. In the meantime, the bus driver filled the bus up. Well, we've all just got back in the bus and taken off. And we got down the road and I've gone to the team manager, did you pay the bill? And she went, no, did you? I went, I didn't.
Uh-oh.
We've looked at the bus manager and I've gone, did you pay for the fuel? He goes, no, I thought you girls were paying for it. So here we are driving down Great Eastern Highway and we're looking for the police cars behind us, thinking that they're going to be after us. And then, so then we end up having to ring the buses that were coming behind us to stop off in Southern Cross and pay the fuel for us. So now we've been nicknamed the Thelma and Louise.
Oh, that's great.
The getaway.
That's great.
Oh, we were the getaway, all right.
Were any of these buses carrying a Tunisian soccer team here?
No, unfortunately.
I love the nickname, though, because now it also makes you sound way tougher than you are.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. And, you know, that was 10 years ago, and to this day we still get called Thelma and Louise.
Thelma and Louise. Love it. Oh, it would have been body implied in the old days. Love it.
What is it about the wheat belt?
Awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I know.
Thanks, Deanne.
I didn't expect to be cops around, but anyway.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
I managed to have a wee during Monem Monem.
Well done, man.
Well done.
Yes.
Only gave you a couple of minutes.
I know,
so
I'm quick.
You stole a wee.
I stole a wee. We're asking this morning, when did you accidentally steal something? Sarah's in Padbury. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Sarah, you thief. We're good. What did you nick?
So I'm talking about 20 years ago. Mm. I was heavily pregnant with my first baby and my friend and I were walking around the shopping centre and we were picked up some beautiful baby grows that we were going to buy for our babies and we hung them on the bar of the shopping trolley.
Mm-hmm.
And we're walking around the store and just chatting away and didn't decide on anything else and walked out the store with them just hanging there in full view.
Oh,
and
dear.
Didn't even realise they were there. And then we went into a cafe, realised that when we sat down, we saw the baby grows. And I had to go and run back and take them back and go and pay for them because I was mortified that we picked up. But nobody stopped us.
No, they were too busy looking through the backpacks of youth.
Yeah, they were always looking for the swagger first.
Yeah,
they might have found you on the footage later, Sarah, but mind you, it was, 20 years ago? Actually, probably not much CCTV.
Yeah.
No.
Wow.
I was still took them back and was honest and paid for them. So,
Well done.
Yeah, that's the bit that's coming more uncommon, I think, when people realise they see it now as a win. Everyone goes, oh, I had a bit of a win.
Got away
rather
with
than
it.
Going back.
Yeah. You imagine the footage of Sarah, some grainy black and white, tiny little screen there in the security room.
Joe, in Mandurah, what did you nick, you thief?
Nice.
Yeah, and we didn't go back either. We accidentally stole a Christmas ham.
Oh, you Grinch.
Okay.
Where'd you take that from? That's weird.
Oh, my God. We were at Woolworths. We were actually doing the mad last-minute shopping for Christmas.
Know that feeling.
Trolley absolutely piled high. The Christmas ham was sitting where you would normally put a child. It was about the size of a small child. And we had the barcode, you know, and we put everything through and we said to the girl, we're not going to lift the ham up. It's heavy. We'll just leave it there.
Yes.
And you know, down the other end picking. Push the trolley through, get in the car, heading home, checking the old docket. And I said, my God, she didn't actually charge us for the ham. It was about $80.
Mm.
And my husband was great. He said, oh, wonderful, nice Christmas present, and kept driving home.
Hey, there is nothing sweeter than free ham, Joe.
Love that.
I know. I was mortified, but anyway.
Hey, Joe, this sounds like a Chevy Chase movie. What's going on?
Yeah, I know. It was great.
Brilliant, Joe. Thank you so much. And thanks to all our callers. People have accidentally stole lollies, of course.
All of our common thieves.
Johnny reckons he just stole it. He actually did steal it. It wasn't quite what we were after.
Hey.
But Senior Sergeant Simon Sirius will be on the phone to Johnny a bit later on.
It was just a Christmas bonus. Yeah.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire's, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for Brekkie.
How's this? Five couples dreaming of their fairy tale wedding. Only one thing stands in their way. Their disapproving family. Bride and Prejudice. Forbidden Weddings. Wednesdays, in fact, Mondays and Tuesdays on Channel 7.
The Big Breakfast with Claire's, Matt and Kimber.
Now, my friends, summer is coming. It's approaching. And I think you know me well enough now to know not only do I enjoy a good toilet, but I also enjoy a good water slide.
Yeah, love them.
Love a water slide.
You
I've just spent... Oh, probably $20,000 taking Steppy D, my stepdaughter, to a water slide in Singapore, which was really, it was worth it. It was great.
Worth every cent.
Yeah, worth every cent. Mm. And, of course, I love Old Adventure World.
Oh, yes.
There's nothing that me and producer Tom and Captain Paul like doing
every
better.
Every summer you guys
we
head
love
to Adventure
like
World.
Like a bunch of nine-year-old boys.
When we see what the temperature's going to be on a certain day, we go, right, we're out of here at 1 minute past 9 and we are hitting the world.
Adventure World announces the Day Pass. You now enter Adventure World and get unlimited use of all rides all day.
By the way, that's an old ad. Someone in Adventure World in marketing is going, no,
just
no.
$4.
Not anymore.
40 cents.
It's great fun. I really enjoy it. Now, it's a family park. Mm-hmm. It was set up. I actually think Captain Paul's father designed or was part of the design team for Adventure World.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure that's right. So set up as a wonderful sort of family area.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Now, in this day and age, of course, we're in a time of influencers online.
Mm. Is this going somewhere, Matt? Come on. I want to talk bums. Go, go, go.
Take it.
Go on. I want to get there. Go. I'm excited about bums.
We are talking about bikinis and how awful they are. Go on. Do you take it over?
No, go. You've got
to. No. You know what we're talking about. So basically, there's been a thing come out about it from Adventure World saying that you've got to be careful about the swimwear you wear.
Mm.
Don't get too cheeky,
right. Which is difficult because they're saying that up to 70% of the bikinis sold online are your G-string bikini.
Oh, yeah. Dear. And they're only quite new to Australia, aren't they? Because like Brazil and that, they're always getting that sort of bikini. Oh, but in Australia, they've become quite popular in the last maybe 2 years.
Yeah, and what's concerning are the new Instagram trends. So the new one is a pop star, English pop star called Rita Ora, who's been seen recently wearing a bikini top that looks a bit like her little sister's. So the underboob has become the new Instagram trend.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about bottoms, they don't want to see too much bottom there in Adventure World.
No, they don't.
With the families around.
They've given a nice little image to tell you how appropriate your bikini bottom should be. It's funny they don't mention the tops, though. I'd be more worried about the nip slip on a triangle bikini than anything else.
Yeah.
Well, and also I'm looking at these pictures. When you go down the Kraken, for example, most of your crack is there. It is revealed by the time you get down. It goes, you get super wedgies.
Yeah.
And also some ladies are quite rightly saying on social media, well, are you going to ban, you know, middle-aged spread blokes getting their shirt off or their budgie smugglers?
Look, I don't want some school matron standing out the front telling you whether or not your bather bottoms are appropriate. I don't like people being told what they should wear. But also, like, shouldn't we just get to the point where if your kid says, what's that there? You just go, it's a bum.
Yeah.
It's just a bum. Like, we've all got a bum.
How are they going to police it? So they can't see you if you're walking in, you're covered up on the way in. They can't see you. So what, they're going to have people roaming around looking for... cheeky cracks.
I think it's just a suggestion of decorum.
Right, okay, gotcha.
I think it's just saying, hey, everyone, family friendly.
Cover a bit of it up.
You know, if you want to do that, there are plenty of Perth's beautiful beaches.
Mm.
You know, if you're coming to Adventure World, don't feel like you have to get everything on show.
Do you think it's fair? Is it fair to not have a cheeky bum? I don't mind seeing a cheeky bum.
Look, I'm not saying I mind seeing it.
I'm just going.
I just don't know I've never had to deal with it with 5 8-year-olds like with me at the same time.
Undies, bathers. Ooh, dental floss. Mm.
Yeah.
On there.
But if I had a bum like that, I'd be doing my supermarket shopping in it. I'd be just down Coles getting it out.
Mm. On Instagram.
There you go.
Well done.
The big issues here on The Big Breakfast.
So many big issues.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber.
Let Claire'sy make your day. Let Claire'sy make your day. He makes your day.
Hey, guys. Claire'sy makes your day today. A little segment that we've been throwing on all week and rewarding people with a sweet prize because some people are going through tough stuff and other people are just really good eggs.
Isn't it beautiful the way people just ring up and say or get in touch and say, you know what, I know this person and they deserve a special something.
Yeah, and we can't offer the world, but it's also just sometimes you just want something that's enough to just make put a smile on your dial.
Who needs the world? Have you got time to use all of it?
No.
Maybe not. This is one with a difference. This is a guy called Brett who's been nominated by someone called Mandy. Mandy, welcome to Claire'sy Makes Your Day, and how are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Good. This is a little bit of a different one here.
This is really different, Mandy. We've been asking for nominations for Claire'sy Makes Your Day so that we can reward the special people out there that might need a mention. And you've nominated someone quite peculiar, we thought.
I have. I've nominated one of my tenants.
Tell us about them.
So it's Brett and Sarah. About 9 months ago, Sarah was struck down with a disease, and I'm going to cry because I'm very emotional about this.
Sure.
And they don't know what caused it, but she ended up in a coma.
Oh,
and
dear.
She's on the road to recovery, but she's still in hospital. And it was just this horrible thing. And all the way through it, Brett hasn't worked. He hasn't worked at all.
Right.
But he's paid his rent on time.
Oh, you're kidding.
In fact, he's kept it up in front, which is very unusual.
Yep.
His inspections are lovely. He's positive all the way through it. And you know what? He just deserves something nice.
Oh, that is lovely, Mandy. That is so lovely.
Kind. And you know what, Mandy? You do hear of all these horrible relationships that people can get between tenants and property managers and how that can be exacerbated. And it's so nice to hear that you think so highly of him and you want to reward him.
I do. He's only a kid and he just deserves a break. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to nominate him.
Well, Mandy, Claire'sy would love to make Brett's day. So we're going to give him a call and let him know that you have so kindly nominated him.
Excellent. You know what, Claire? You've actually made my day.
Oh, terrific. Okay, you two, you ready to call Brett?
Hello.
G'day, mate. Good to talk to you. It's Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber from Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast. How are you, mate?
Okay.
And very
morning,
suspicious.
Why are these people calling me? We have a little segment, Brett, where people call in and nominate people who they think are deserving of something a little special. You were nominated by Mandy.
Your property manager.
Your property manager.
Oh.
She says you're an awesome bloke. You've been going through quite a lot, you and Sarah. She's just so impressed with not only the fact you pay the rent on time, but your attitude and just the way you carry yourself as a person. And she really respects what you do and how you are.
I've said to the hospitals and everyone around me, it's like, yeah, day by day, taking day by day until she gets better and everything, and trying my hardest to keep everything going really good. And yep. I know she's in the best place, the best care and everything, but it just, if I have to say it, it does suck.
Yeah.
Everyone has sort of expected me to have backed away or done a runner or anything, and I just look at them and go, well, not only being my best friend, love of my life, my soulmate, everything, it's like, no, I'm not going anywhere.
Mate, I'm hoping that the two of you can head out together. The voice is back. John Farnham is coming to Perth. He's playing with a great lineup. John Stevens, Vanessa Amorosi and more. It's on Sunday, December 8th, Sandalford Estate, Swan Valley. Other people have to buy their tickets, but the two of you are going VIP style, mate.
Thank you very much. You've completely shocked me. I was not expecting anything like this.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for Brekkie.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jen King missed.
Okay, Dateline, Runnymede, New Jersey. Two women have been busted in trouble with the law for cheating in church bingo. Oh.
Sacrilegious,
isn't it? So a church volunteer, it was a $200 prize for winning the church bingo, and a church volunteer inspecting the card found that the winning numbers had been taped over the original digits. I hope they did a good job. I hope that it was like nearly a good crime, because it just would have been so sad to see this manky piece of paper
really
come
lame
through with sticky tape. And
such a lot of effort.
It is, it is. But the Reverend Joseph Garneal, he says that he's trained his staff to look for such things.
Oh. Really?
Yeah,
it's happening that often?
Surely not in the church. Well, it sounds like it could
never
be a great
a
new
thing.
Reality TV show, or like CS Church CSI bingo squad.
Gee, you'd be a nervous parishioner if you were asked to give, wouldn't you, on a Sunday?
You certainly would. Mm. They've got it covered. And they're saying that the women could face a fine or possible jail time.
Oh, dear.
For cheating. Imagine being in the big house.
Yeah.
You know, because there's that big thing like, what did you do?
Yeah.
You know, oh, I did this. What did you do?
Every second person saying they're not guilty.
Yeah. I cheated at bingo. But I kind of wanted to be either a race caller, a soccer commentator, or a bingo caller.
Oh, really?
Oh, right. Really?
My grandparents took me to bingo all the time.
Yeah.
That's where I developed my love of gambling and cigarettes.
Yeah. And your legs 11.
Yeah, my legs 11. But I think I would be a good church bingo caller.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, eyes down. Jesus' day in the desert.
Oh, dear.
40. 2 St. Peter's. 22. All the wise men, number 3. Disciples at dinner, number 12. How's that?
I'm loving it.
You love it?
Yeah, okay. I mean, you know, it's all right.
I mean, I've still got another 86 to come up with, you know, names for.
Yeah,
hang
that's
on.
True.
Yeah. Bingo!
Oh!
So I've just got the masking tape out.
You check dirty, that dirty cheat. Do not pass God. Do not pass. Do not get $200.
Thanks, Matt. We feel truly blessed.
Thank you.
In a month about here.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber.
One of the great sights has just walked into our building. Our beloved mate, Captain
great
Paul.
Great sight.
Captain yes. Wow, I've grown up in the world.
How are you, buddy?
Yeah, better.
Yeah, you look good.
Better get me a bucket.
Oh, yeah,
no,
right.
No, we'll get you a prep bucket.
I've started your chemotherapy for your bowel cancer.
Yep, all good, up and down, like everyone is. And,
yeah.
And I'm handling it. At 4 o'clock this morning, I thought I wasn't coming in, and 6 o'clock this morning, I went, wow, I feel great.
So you take advantage of the times you're feeling
just
good.
Just milk it while it's good.
Yep.
And, yeah.
Yeah, so, right. How are you feeling on the food roster that everyone at work's been cooking for you? We're on a constant
he's
call.
Got so much
I've had to back it off.
Too much
I've
food.
Actually had to back it off. There's, what, 29 people in the queue now? And I've got enough for like 10 days or something. So, and Laurie's baked, I can see.
Laurie's baked.
Yeah, it's one of the same. Can I just say this? I think it's three times now I've dropped food off at Captain Paul's, and not once has he offered me a little a doggy bag.
Do you know? And I thought because I sent Matt. Matt said I'll drop a slice off to you because I couldn't go.
Yeah,
couldn't make Paulie sick, and so I said to Matt, "Oh, we'll have a piece of my loaf while you're there." And I asked Paul, and Matt said, "No, he didn't share it at all."
Mate, you've got to eat some on the way there. What are you doing?
You've got to hide it. When I know he's coming, I've got to hide it.
Every time you stop at traffic lights. So I take it it's been putting you off your food big time. That's rare for you.
Yeah, some of the pills actually help me eat, but right. But up and down. Like I say, one day you're great, and the next minute you're a bit sick, and here I am.
I looked up 20 minutes ago. I went, it's just like a normal day at work. You're out there having a laugh. I go, oh, there he is.
I'll just milk it while it's good.
Well, I wasn't expecting to see you as well, so it's very good.
It's great to be in.
Cool, yeah, man.
It really
come
is
visit
great to be
you
back
feel
in.
Good.
Yeah, I certainly will.
And don't go too crazy at home too much, mate. If you're feeling okay,
I know.
Come and rock in.
I am that.
Come in and make us a coffee. Captain Paul, good to see you, bud.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for Brekkie.
Everyone around me at work is a dog owner.
We are a doggy family now, aren't we?
Yeah. Everybody's got a dog. A few new people getting dogs in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, both, Captain Paul and
the producers
Kimber
have both
me.
Got dogs yes. now. And so, yeah, it's everybody but you, Claire.
There's a lot of dog talk going on around me, which is a good thing. I don't dislike dogs. I just don't want one of my own.
No.
So I pat all of your dogs.
But there's still a catch to having a dog.
Well, yeah, you know who's happy about it.
Mm.
Pet insurance.
Yeah, of course.
Are they ever?
And that's the thing that's come up because the Choice Shonky Awards have been announced in the last couple of days.
So that's a complete waste of time.
One of the things
is
how much money you spend on pet insurance and does it really pay?
Yeah, pet insurance, absolutely. And the Shonkies, they're saying mainly because there's so many catches to it. Like there's so much small print and so many reasons and conditions that they won't pay out.
Yes.
And also because things like once you've made a claim, then you can't change insurers. If you try to go somewhere else, they go, have you made a claim? And you go, yeah. And they're like, we don't. Want you.
You're a high risk.
Yeah.
But hang on a minute. I saw the ad and it was a really nice man on the ad going, we love your pet as much as you do. My goodness,
was it a couple just having a conversation over a coffee in the backyard?
Oh, it's tough, man, because you get this little bundle of love and you want to take care of it and you think, oh, well, I'll put the money in and I'll invest it. But you've got to insure them when they're super young, like 3 months old, because after that, they don't barely cover it.
Actually, is pet insurance tricky? You guys all know, you're dog owners and lovers. Is it trickier because certain breeds come with certain things?
Yeah,
you know, that
sure.
dog's going to have leg problems. We know that.
Well, we just saw Captain Paul's Bella and of course, Labradors are known for having hip problems, aren't they?
Yeah, hip displacement, And some companies won't cover it because they know that's going to happen. So it's really hard to get pet insurance that works for you.
Yeah.
You pay and just, you don't want them to be in an accident. You kind of hope it's wasted money.
I was really surprised by seeing that because I've always thought that all of the insurances were some of the most trustworthy products in the world.
Just rely on them.
They care. They care.
Yeah. Don't worry about the small print. Just move on.
Move on.
Your pet feels safe.
The Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber. The juice.
Oh, do tell. Let's hear it. Give me the details.
This Joker movie that is out is absolutely smashing box office records. It is the biggest October opening they've had worldwide. Right. It's nearly made $350 million so far.
Wow.
So it's big bucks. And there's been some interesting talk around this film too.
For my whole life, I didn't know if I even really existed. But I do. People are starting to notice.
You think this is funny?
There's been a lot of stories about what's been going on backstage and things like that, and the role of like Jared Leto being upset that he never got the role and it went to Joaquin Phoenix.
Yep.
But Joaquin said even though he stars in the film with Robert De Niro, they barely spoke on set.
Okay.
Like Robert has a bit of a habit of, he's a method actor, he's got a bit of a habit of just kind of staying in character the whole time and keeping to himself.
Yes.
And Joaquin followed a very similar system. So the two of them kind of didn't really chat. And he said he's also, Robert De Niro is his favourite actor of all time. And so he was nervous that he would fanboy.
Ah, yeah.
So they just kept the conversation to a minimum.
And respect the work, you know. There was that great documentary about Jim Carrey when he played Andy Kaufman.
Yeah.
And weirding everyone out because he stayed in character.
Yes, it makes people
Daniel
Day-Lewis. Uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, well, and Phoenix said he lost 23 kilos for the role.
Oh, really?
And he said, but I'm actually a really lazy man. So he said initially he suggested to the filmmakers, could we go the fat clown route? And he said, but I kind of knew they were never going to go for it. Now, Angie sent Jess home on The Bachelorette last night. Jess was making enemies from the moment he got in there to the house. He arrived and it was revealed he was making staff and crew uncomfortable through sexual innuendo and other creepy comments. So Angie confronted him.
And if there's anything in my entire life that I've been super sure of, is that I will never allow a man to come in and f*** with my sisterhood.
Oh.
Yeah, and so sent him home. And now Jess is being trolled online, receiving a lot of hate. And Angie has made it clear that she doesn't want that. She said, I don't wish him any harm or hate. Hopefully he can learn from this and learn not to talk to women like that if you want to make a connection.
Mm, okay.
Yeah,
so,
good on her.
You know, hopefully people will back off and there will be a lesson learned.
She took a stand early, so that's good.
Yeah, The Bachelorette, it's on Wednesdays and Thursday nights on 10. And guys, the 2019 ARIA Award nominations are out.
Mm.
A few people up there with quite a lot of noms. Paul Kelly in there with 5 nominations.
Okay.
And also Amy Shark has got 4 nominations to her name.
Right.
As well as Dean Lewis with the 4 noms and Guy Sebastian too. So it's going to be quite a big event there.
I hope Dean Lewis doesn't forget to turn up. He's forgetting everything else.
Well, he did show up to the AFL Grand Final.
He did.
Yeah. And Clezy, apparently someone I love is having a birthday today.
Okay, now this is the older generation, right? But a huge name in 80s pop. And his name is Daryl Hall from Hall & Oates.
Oh, yes. God, I love him.
70s as well, but so many great songs. And I knew you'd love this. Kim, and you too, Maddie?
You can't get better than
great
Hall & Oates,
man.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And this is an underrated one, You Make My Dreams Come True.
Yeah,
that's
and of course,
the best song they have.
And, of course, The Private Eyes. Happy 73rd birthday, Daryl Hall from Hall & Oates. 73!
Oh, God.
73!
Can we just have a Hall & Oates day and play it all day long?
Yeah.
Hall & Oates Friday.
Yes!
Like brought to you by ABC Blinds.
I'm going to go talk to the management.
That's your deuce. Nice work, Kimber.
The Big Breakfast Catch-Up was for Pride and Prejudice. Mondays and Tuesdays on 7. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.